Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It is yet another violent weekend in the city. At least one person killed, teenagers and a man in a wheelchair among the wounded in the latest shootings. There were incidents in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. The fatal shooting was in the Bronx. There, a man was found with multiple gunshot wounds on Kelly Street in Woodstock early Saturday. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. No word of any arrests. In Brooklyn, police say a 23-year-old man accidentally shot his girlfriend in the chest while playing with a gun in their Jerome Street apartment. She's recovering. He's facing charges. In Spanish Harlem, a 17- and 19-year-old were shot last night in Harlem River Park. Both are said to be female, both hit in the leg in the 10 p.m. incident. They are expected to recover. Police say they were not the intended targets. Five men were seen running away, and cops are still looking for them. And at almost the same time in Brooklyn, a man sitting in a wheelchair was shot in the cheek. Police say this 32-year-old victim was sitting outside Sterling Place in Weeksville when he was hit by a stray bullet. Police are still looking for the shooter. There's been an arrest in the killing of a teenager over a parking lot spot in Bed-Stuy last week, and that suspect served time in an earlier death. 48-year-old Elver Joseph was arrested on manslaughter and weapons possession charges. Police say he stabbed Tori Lovick in the chest Thursday afternoon after the boy refused to move his double-parked car. The boy died at the hospital. Joseph served 2 years in prison on a weapons possession charge after being arrested on a murder charge in 1998 in the death of a man outside a New Year's party. The Post says he's had several other arrests, mostly on drug charges. Joseph's being treated at Woodhall Hospital for a medical condition has not yet been arraigned. It is the last day of early voting, and the people who want to be mayor of New York are out there campaigning hard. Two candidates joined forces yesterday in hopes of making the most of the new ranked choice voting system.
For sure, it was unusual. Democratic candidates Andrew Yang and Catherine Garcia campaigning together. But Garcia made it clear it wasn't a cross endorsement.
I would encourage my voters to follow their preferences.
Andrew Yang, on the other hand, was a little more generous with his support of Garcia.
Anyone who is supporting me as their first choice, please do have Catherine Garcia on your ballot. We need to make sure that candidates who are going to do the right thing for New Yorkers get into City Hall.
Their point was to encourage their supporters to do ranked voting. Each encouraged their supporters to give the other candidate their number two vote. Both are trailing behind Eric Adams and Maya Wiley for the Democratic nomination for mayor. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
Brooklyn Borough President Adams, the frontrunner in recent polls, slammed Yang and Garcia, saying that they're trying to prevent a person of color from winning. He talked about gun violence yesterday.
We can't be silenced. Our silence is just as dangerous if we ignore this and just pretend as though it didn't happen. Every time it happens, we're going to stand up and talk about it and force this on the consciousness of New Yorkers.
And Wiley, who has moved up in recent polls, spoke at a Juneteenth event talking about how she got into the race.
I'll be honest with you. I had never intended to run for public office, but no one plans for Donald Trump. Right? No one plans for a continuation of police abuse and violence.
As for the Republicans, recent polls show Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa has a single-digit lead over businessman and activist Fernando Mateo. They also found that a large number of undecided voters on both sides. This morning is the second debate for the Democratic candidates for city controller. News 4 New York hosting what it describes as the leading candidates. At least seven contenders will be on the crowded stage. He's not a cop. He's the robber. Police want your help finding a guy who's posing as an officer to rob people in the city. This has happened in the Bronx, Queens, and Midtown. Police say Anthony Gonzalez pretends to be a cop, offers to help people with various things, and then forces them to pay for help they didn't get. One guy was forced to pony up almost $4,000. Others have lost a computer, clothes, and more. Police have released a picture of Gonzalez, urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. And then there was the rather unusual joyride in Manhattan yesterday. Somebody took off in an ambulance. It happened around 4:30 p.m. in Mount Sinai West in Hell's Kitchen. Suspect believed to be a man in his 30s just drove off with the thing. He abandoned it 20 blocks later on West 39th near 8th Avenue, close to Times Square. Police say he then just ran off. They're looking for him.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.